NPR's business news starts with a Ponzi scheme charge. A former college football coach who made a name for himself in the Southeastern Conference has caught the attention of a different SEC. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating former Georgia coach Jim Donnan. Here's more from John Lawrence of member station WUGA.
The SEC accuses Donnan and his business associate of fraud. The agency claims the pair tapped into former players, coaches, and others to sustain a Ponzi scheme.
The agency not only used one, but two football metaphors.
That's University of Georgia law professor Ron Carlson.
The SEC stated Donnan and his partner were merely pulling an old page out of the Ponzi scheme playbook, and the clock eventually ran out.
The case is in federal court, and Carlson says that means Donnan's legal team has an uphill battle.
It's often said that a federal trial is simply a long guilty plea.
Donnan has denied the allegations, saying he wanted to help others financially. But Bill Hicks with the SEC doesn't believe that. He says Donnan conned about 100 people into investing $80 million during a three-year period.
The story was that they bought, liquidated merchandise from stores and had arrangements to pre-sell it most of the time. And it was a safe investment that paid, they promised different people different things, but 50 to 380% a year.
Donnan faces a series of financial penalties. In addition to coaching, Jim Donnan also worked as a college football analyst for ESPN. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Athens, Georgia.